What was the Star of Bethlehem? Recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, this mysterious celestial object is said to have heralded the Nativity. Matthew 2 specifically states that wise men from the east saw a star in the east, rejoiced at the sight of it, and followed it to where Jesus was born. Now these wise men, or magi, were almost certainly astrologer priests from Babylonia or Persia, and as such, they would have been skilled observers of the night sky with a lifetime of experience. They would have been familiar with virtually every celestial event visible to the unaided eye. If we assume that Matthew's words were prompted by the real sighting of an astronomical object by the magi, what could this phenomenon have been? A meteor is generally a tiny piece of rock, ice, or metal burning up in the upper atmosphere. These can be very bright, but they are fleeting events, over in a few seconds. A comet is a small ice-rich body that melts from the heat of the sun and forms a tail. Almost every culture, including those of the Magi, saw comets as harbingers of doom. Planets such as Jupiter and Venus can be very bright in a dark night sky, as well as some stars like Sirius. Every once in a while, though, two planets, like Jupiter and Saturn or Jupiter and Venus, get so close to each other that their light blends together to form an extraordinarily bright light. These events are called planetary conjunctions. These only last a couple of days and not as long as described in the Bible. So the astronomical identity of the Christmas star is still a mystery, and stargazers will continue to ponder this as long as Christmas is celebrated. This is Dr. Todd Young, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Wayne State College. If you'd like to learn more about this and many other astronomical topics, please visit the Fred G. Dale Planetarium at Wayne State College.